USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris' diplomatic trip to Guatemala and Mexico got off to a rough start on Sunday after her plane was forced to return to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland about 25 minutes after it had taken off. Air Force 2 landed safely. Spokesperson Simone Sanders says the plane returned because of a technical issue and said there was no major safety concerns. A federal judge has overturned California's three-decades-old ban on assault weapons, ruling that it violates the constitutional right to bear arms. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom condemned the order. Gun Owners of America spokesperson Antonia Okafor on Fox News says the judge made the right decision.
Yes, let us give the power back to the people and actually protect their rights to keep and bear arms. We're seeing a lot of representatives who do the opposite in putting these people in this position. So the federal judge is absolutely correct.
USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin announced on Sunday he intends to oppose a sweeping voting rights bill backed by the Biden administration. The senator tells CBS News any voting bill must be bipartisan or it won't work.
The bottom line is the fundamental purpose of our democracy is the freedom of our elections. If we can't come to agreement on that, God help us. We must come together on a voting rights bill in a bipartisan way.
Speaking on another network, Manchin said the bill, known as For the People Act, is the wrong piece of legislation to bring our country together and unite our country, end quote. Science strongly suggests that COVID-19 is man-made, two experts said Sunday. Writing an opinion piece for the Wall Street Journal, Dr. Stephen Quay and Richard Muller pointed to two key pieces of evidence to support the claim. The two gentlemen noted that the double CGG sequence has never been found naturally among the entire group of coronaviruses, and that the coronavirus, with all its random possibilities, took a rare and unnatural combination. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As the Arizona Senate continues to audit the 2020 election in Maricopa County, another state is exposing election official irregularities and punishment. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Georgia Republican Party has approved a resolution censuring Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. The resolution says he failed to perform his duties in accordance with the laws of the Constitution of the state of Georgia. Epoch Times reports that Republicans accused Raffensperger of, quote, undermining the security of our elections by allowing mass mailings of absentee applications by his office and third parties, which created opportunities for fraud and overwhelmed election offices, rendering accurate signature matching nearly impossible, allowing ballot drop boxes without proper chain of custody, and ignoring sworn affidavits. Davidson disregarding evidence of voter fraud. Raffensperger has said there is no evidence of widespread fraud occurring in the 2020 election. The state election board, which he chairs, has sent dozens of election fraud cases to prosecutors. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
300 million vaccine doses in American arms. Dan Naraki reports.
The CDC says that more than 300 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered in the United States. As of Sunday, just over 49% of Americans over 12 are now fully vaccinated. New data also showing that 14 states have reached the goal of 70% of their adult residents receiving at least one dose of vaccine. The White House has set a goal of getting 70% of all adults in the country to have received at least one dose by July 4th.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.